The German ambassador was causing quite a stir in Gion at the time. During this period in 1935, a new government had recently come to power in Germany, and though I've never understood much about politics, I do know that Japan was moving away from the United States during these years and was eager to make a good impression on the new German ambassador. Everyone in Gion wondered who would be given the honor of entertaining him during his upcoming visit. When Hatsumomo spoke to me, I ought to have lowered my head in shame and made a great show of lamenting the misery of my life compared with pumpkins. But as it happened, I had just been musing about how much my prospects seemed to have improved and how successfully Mameha and I had kept her plan from Hatsumomo, whatever her plan was. My first instinct when Hatsumomo spoke was to smile, but instead I kept my face a mask and felt pleased with myself that I'd given nothing away. Hatsumomo gave me an odd look. I ought to have realized right then that something had passed through her mind. I stepped quickly to one side and she passed me. That was the end of it as far as I was concerned. Then, a few days later, Mameha and I went to the Shirei Tea House to meet Dr. Crabb once again. But as we rolled open the door, we found Pumpkin slipping her feet into her shoes to leave. I was so startled to see her, I wondered what on earth could possibly have brought her there. Then Hatsumomo stepped down into the entryway as well. "Good evening, Mameha-san," Hatsumomo said. "And look who's with you. It's the apprentice the doctor used to be so fond of." I'm sure Mameha felt as shocked as I did, but she didn't show it. "Why, Hatsumomo-san," she said, "I scarcely recognize you. But my goodness, you're aging well." Hatsumomo wasn't actually old. She was only 28 or 29. I think Mameha was just looking for something nasty to say. "I expect you're on your way to see the doctor," Hatsumomo said. "Such an interesting man. I only hope he'll still be happy to see you. Well, goodbye." Hatsumomo looked cheerful as she walked away, but in the light from the avenue, I could see a look of sorrow on Pumpkin's face. Mameha and I slipped out of our shoes without speaking a word. Neither of us knew what to say. The Shirei's gloomy atmosphere seemed as thick as the water in a pond that night. The air smelled of stale makeup. The damp plaster was peeling in the corners of the rooms. I would have given anything to turn around and leave. When we slid open the door from the hallway, we found the mistress of the tea house keeping Dr. Crabb company. Usually, she stayed a few minutes, even after we'd arrived, probably to charge the doctor for her time. But tonight, she excused herself the moment we entered and didn't even look up as she passed. Dr. Crabb was sitting with his back facing us, so we skipped the formality of bowing and went instead to join him at the table.